For decades, Fritz Kramer was a professional musician in Europe, part of a popular group called the Comedy Harmonists. But in 1939, Kramer, an Austrian Jew, decided he didn't like the tune the Nazis were playing. He fled to the United States. A few years later, he went to Sugar Hill, where he stayed at the Homestead, an inn run by Barbara Serafini's family. Serafini says her father picked him up from the train station in a snowstorm in 1941. The next morning, the clouds began to clear. Kramer looked around.
And there were the mountains, and he said, "We are home."
Year after year, Kramer would stay for the summers at the Homestead and perform nearby. And he would become a member of the Serafini family.
I called him Uncle Fritz. I was his little niece, and he was my pal.
And eventually, he ran into a young woman named Eleanor, who was working in New York and wanted singing lessons.
Well, of course, he fell in love with this beautiful young woman, and they were married in 1960.
It was more than four decades later that Barbara Serafini heard the story of Eleanor's escape. As the war was closing and the Russian army was churning towards Germany, she was a kindergarten teacher in a small Polish town, and she fled, hoping to reach the American lines.
An army soldier gave her two army blankets. They climbed onto the back of an open truck, and she said, "I believe the blanket saved my life because it was the coldest winter I ever remember."
Then, when the story was over, Eleanor did something.
And she climbed up a ladder to a high closet and brought down this thing wrapped in cloth and tied with strips of cloth, opened it up, and there are the blankets.
The Kramers had settled in New York. Fritz taught at the Manhattan School of Music until his death in 1988. Eleanor died earlier this year.
Unto Almighty God we commend the soul of our brother Fritz.
Last month, their ashes were buried in the Serafini family plot in Sugar Hill. That night, the North Country Chamber Players, a group of professional musicians, held a special performance to honor the Kramers. It was called From Vienna with Love, and it was there that Barbara Serafini announced the Kramers had left an estimated $1 million to the chamber players. The money can't be used to replace the normal fundraising, says Ronnie Bouch, who's been with the group since it formed in 1978. Plus, the principal can't be touched. Bouch says whatever is available will be used in several ways. One is to expand their playing in North Country schools. Another is to offer scholarships so aspiring professional musicians can play with the professionals and the chamber players.
It's going to be an incredible resource for the organization and for the community.
But Bouch says there's also the heavy responsibility of managing the money and making sure it's used well. And what about the two blankets? They'll be on display at Barbara Serafini's Sugar Hill Sampler. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.